Thank you for joining us today for the Fair Losophy podcast. We're going to be talking about everything related to fair trade fashion, including sustainability, ethics, human trafficking, our artisans, and keeping kids in school. My name is Jackie Costello, and I own the Golden Rule Boutique, an all fair trade boutique based in San Diego. My co-host is Jen Parlin, and she is a fair trade partner with Threads Worldwide based in Connecticut.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Fair Losophy podcast. My name is Jen, and Jackie and I wanted to wish everyone a happy holidays this year. We are coming to the close of a decade, which is really exciting. So I invite you to look back on the last 10 years and reflect on what you've accomplished and where you would like to be next year, or the next decade, I should say. It all starts with next year. But is everyone prepared for the holidays? If you're listening to this week, it has not yet reached Christmas, and we are still holiday shopping and all of that fun stuff, holiday parties. Everything is happening in full swing. I know we are all super busy, as is the holiday time. A couple of things to keep in mind during this time, the rest of the month, as we're going through opening gifts and buying gifts and shopping and preparing food and meeting with our friends and family, just a few sustainability things to keep in mind. When shopping for wrapping paper, I encourage you to look for wrapping paper that is recycled and recyclable. Any of the really shiny type of foil paper, anything that has glitter on it, that cannot be recycled. So if you can, look for paper that can be recycled, just kind of plain paper, and then we can at least recycle this paper because it's just so much that gets thrown away at this point in time that goes into the landfill. So that's a little something to keep in mind. I love packaging things in reusable bags, gift bags, and hopefully they get used again next year. Also, when shopping for holiday outfits, this time of the year, you know, especially us ladies, we like to have a new holiday dress for Christmas or for New Year's. Something that has sequins on it, something that really is only used one time by us, and chances are next year we're not going to be wearing the same dress that we wore this year for the holiday party. We're going to be buying something new. But what I encourage you to do is maybe after the holidays in January, get your friends together and have a holiday swap. So you can bring your holiday outfits, those kind of one-time use dresses that you're not going to wear again. Do a holiday swap with your friends. Everyone can bring their holiday clothes, and then you already have some stuff for next year. This is a really fun way to reuse the holiday outfits. And not only is this good for your wallet, but it's also great for the environment. And of course, I'm sure most of you have finished your shopping, but those of you who still need to get those last minute gifts, we encourage you to shop fair trade, sustainable, ethical, and there are a lot of resources online, great brands that you can still shop from with expedited shipping to get it there early. I encourage you to visit your local fair trade store. Also shop fair trade chocolate and coffee. Just Google your local fair trade coffee shop and you can find some really great gifts via your coffee shop for people. We'd also like to highlight some artisan stories in this episode. Jackie is going to highlight some of the artisan stories, some of the cooperatives that we work with at Threads Worldwide. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about fair trade is that, you know, unlike fast fashion, fair trade really connects us, the consumer, to the maker, to the artisan, and we can really think about who's making it and how it impacts their life on a personal level. So I really love these stories, and I hope that you enjoy them.
The artisan partners that Threads Worldwide works with in Ecuador are able to earn an income without leaving their village, allowing them to keep their families intact. With their earnings from crafting jewelry, many women invest in education for their children and themselves. They also have access to subsidized items like smokeless stoves that make their homes safer and more comfortable. Because these artisan partners have access to a global market, they are able to preserve the cultural traditions of crafting jewelry from natural materials sustainably harvested from the rainforest. Nancy is a hardworking mother of five. She started selling jewelry from a mat in the crowded marketplace of Otavalo, but sales were slow. She and her husband, Carlos, struggled and eventually became homeless. The financial stress was painful for her family and put strain on Nancy and Carlos's relationship. One day, a woman approached Nancy in the market and offered to include her pieces in her fair trade jewelry line, opening up Nancy's products to a global market. Nancy readily agreed. The family has since built a small home with electricity, running water, and linoleum floors. Better still, the home has grown to include a workshop that employs eight other women. Having a thriving business has strengthened Nancy's relationship with her husband and has provided life-changing opportunity for their family and community.
Yes, I love hearing about Ecuador, Jackie. Thanks for sharing. And linoleum, it's a hard word to pronounce. Linoleum. It's like a tongue twister. Thanks for taking me back to when I visited the cooperative 2 years ago. It was such a great experience. I got to visit the home of two of the artisans who are sisters, who were the first in their family to go to university. They had started a small business out of their home with their family, teaching cooking classes to tourists. And we got to go and be a part of one of their classes. And it allowed us to see where they had lived before, where they were cooking over an open fire inside a cement structure with dirt floors, and then to see the new structure they had built with a brand new kitchen, and it was really beautiful. It was a really great experience, so thanks for taking me back there, Jackie. Up next, we have a story about Threads Artisans in Guatemala.
In Guatemala, Threads Worldwide artisan partners use traditional techniques inspired by Mayan culture to create beautiful beaded jewelry. With their income, artisans have made their homes safer with improvements like smokeless stoves and solar light bulbs. They've empowered their entire communities to thrive by investing in organic farming, water filtration, and business development. Many are now able to send their children to school and return to school themselves. Eva is the third daughter in a family of six children. She can read and write. But like many of her female peers, she left school as a young child in order to work. Eva picked coffee and plums in the fields, earning less than a dollar a day. She gave half to her mother to support the family. When she was 15, Eva learned of a fair trade cooperative that would teach her how to make jewelry. Though it would pay more, she was hesitant. It is not culturally encouraged for women in Guatemala to earn their own income. Eventually, with the support of her mother, she joined the group. She quickly excelled to teaching new artisans the techniques of the cooperative. Now Eva is not just surviving, she's thriving. She dreams of returning to school to become a teacher.
I really love hearing about women stepping out of their cultural norm and going on to lead groups of women and have a say in their community and have their own income independent from, you know, their husband. So I think that's pretty badass. Speaking of badass women. Jackie and I are super excited for what we have in store in 2020 for the Fairlosophy podcast. We have some really cool interviews lined up with some badass social entrepreneurs who have created businesses that are really impacting the world, and we can't wait to share them with you. So stay tuned and have an amazing holiday. Happy holidays to you and your family. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just kidding, I'm not gonna sing for you. See you next time.
Here At the Fairlosophy Podcast, we recognize that we do not live in a bubble. We are all connected. There are people behind every product we shop for, and we can influence their lives when we vote with our dollar. If you like this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your social media. When you do, you'll be entered to win a giveaway that we will do live on Instagram once a month. Tag us and follow us at the Fairlosophy Podcast. Good luck.